Gary on a waypoint, but I don't think you're happy.
No, it wasn't good enough, second half. And again, the players were warned at half-time. When you play as well as you do first half and squander as many chances as we did, then you have to be aware that, you know, that the opposition are going to come back into the game. And we warned the players of that. And second half, the performance was nowhere near what we expect.
But you did still come back to earn the point with Will Grigg again on target.
Yeah, but it ain't good enough, the position we're in. The performance first half, it ain't good enough. I warned the players that you show your superiority on the scoreboard, and at 2-1, we weren't as far ahead as we should have been, and Colchester made us pay for that.
You're still unbeaten in 15, but that's three successive draws. You're disappointed with that run now?
Yeah, it's not good enough, and I said that to the players after the game. If we want to be successful, that ain't good enough. So we'll have to work hard to put it right next week.
And you're home against Bradford City next week. How do you see that one going?
A difficult game. I've seen them beat Burton, who are top of the league, on Tuesday night quite convincingly. So like every game, like we said today, every game in this league is very difficult, and Saturday will be no different.
You brought in Stephen Warnock for his first start. How do you think he performed?
I thought he was outstanding, to be honest. He played three different positions in a game. He's came from the Championship, and he's showed how you play football. You know, he played it like a man. He won tackles, he won headers, he passed the ball. He showed his energy. He's not played a game for 3 weeks yet. He was ready to play 90 minutes comfortably. So, I was delighted with his performance.
You don't sound like a manager who's just won League One Manager of the Month, but maybe it's because you've got high standards.
Yeah, this club's got high standards, and we expect a lot this season, and when we drop below them, we can't accept it. We have to be honest with the players and each other, and today, second half, it wasn't good enough.
You're without Jason Pearce and Conor McElhinney. How are they progressing?
OK, there'll probably be a couple of weeks, but we'll assess them next week and see how they are for Saturday.
Is it a mental issue, do you feel, Gary?
I'm not sure. I've got a psychologist that comes in, so I'll ask him on Tuesday. I don't think it is. I think when you're warned about it, then I don't know what it is. But when you're as far ahead as we were first half, you have to show it in goals. You can't show it by your performance. You have to show it in goals and put teams to bed. And we didn't do that, and we paid a massive price.
Is fatigue starting to be a factor at this stage of the season?
I don't think so, no, because we finished the game very, very strongly. There was only one team going to win it in the last 5 minutes because physically we were right at it. So I don't think you can get tired after 50 minutes of a game, or if you are, then you're not doing something right.
Just a word on Will, right place, right time again.
Yeah, but it was too little, too late. I said to all the strikers, you know, we can't squander chances that we create. They're not going to keep coming, you know, in football. You've got to take the opportunities when they come along, and we squandered too many today.
Any positives?
Stephen Warnock, I think, was a massive positive. Like I said, he played like a man.